And then while I was going to service, I used practically, not well, I used it a little bit in connection with the Italian. Mm-hmm. And in North Africa, there were a lot of people who had migrated from Spain during the Spanish Civil War, were in Oran, Algeria, which is where I was. And so I was able to talk to them. And
that's great.
But I found my Spanish was no help. When I couldn't, the Italians couldn't understand me when I spoke Spanish, I mean, but, which I was kind of surprised. But then I didn't use my Spanish really during, I was in the service a little over 5 years, gone from El Paso all that time. When I came back, our business initially was down in Isleta, and we had lots of Hispanic customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to brush up on my Spanish and learn a lot of technical things, the names of screwdrivers and door locks and pipe fittings and mm-hmm. chicken feed, because we dealt in all of those different building materials.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used Spanish there for about 5 years, almost as much as English. But then since then, I've used it less and less, and just for personal needs since then.
In your construction work, what did you build?
Well, that's kind of a long story. We started, what we started with in this letter was a building material and hardware store. And in those days, and a lumber yard. And in those days, contractors relied on the lumber yards as a base of operations and somebody that provided their finance, found them their customers, and so on. But we soon learned that the contractor who we were financing and who we were designing for and solving their arguments and disputes with their customers, and so we were doing a lot of the work, and they were making the money. So we migrated over a period of 4 or 5 years from a retail establishment to a construction business.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out with remodeling and residential, and then grew into commercial and into fairly large jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired in 1977, actually earlier than I might have age-wise, due to some tax considerations and so on. By that time we had grown into a national firm, and were specializing in several types of construction that involved around particular programs. Typically, and I shouldn't get off so much on these details, but contractors, every job they do is a whole new ball game, a new customer, a new architect, a new climate, a new set of workmen, and mm-hmm. they have to start all over. Well, I kept looking for something that could be a cookie cutter type of operation.
Uh-huh.
And so about that time, the interstate highway system started. And so we started building truck stops along the interstate, and they're all alike. I mean, one may be Union Oil, and the other may be Standard Oil, but basically they've got the same features.
That's great.
And General Motors was on a big campaign to build a lot of new auto agencies. And again, you can kind of use the cookie cutter and repeat the process. And a lot of that was design-build construction, where we would furnish the architectural services along with the construction services.
Mm-hmm.
And that led us into the military housing program. And today it's nearly 100% design-built.